Graham, Senate Judiciary Committee hearings to come on 2016 presidential campaign investigations. By Jeff Poor on September 23, 2019. Monday on Hugh Hewitt's nationally syndicated radio show, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, confirmed his committee would hold hearings on investigations regarding the two 2016 presidential candidates and the distinct standards applied to each of their investigations. Graham laid out the questions he hoped to have answered about the 2016 campaign regarding both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and if then-President Barack Obama was aware of these activities. "I am chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and we have oversight over the FBI and the Department of Justice," Graham said. "Here's the question: during the 2016 campaign, you had two candidates for president. Both of them were being investigated for different reasons. Why did Hillary Clinton's investigation result in no action? Was it based on the lack of evidence or a political bias? The counterintelligence investigation of the Republican nominee of president is a very big deal. Did President Obama know that there was a counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign? And Hugh, why did they not tell President Trump that they had suspicions about people working for him being tied to Russia? The goal is to protect the target of foreign influence," he continued. "They told Dianne Feinstein that a Chinese member of her staff was linked to the Chinese government, and she fired them. Why did that not happen to Trump? The FISA warrant on four different occasions, the court issued warrants against Carter Page. Was there any real credible evidence that Carter Page was a Russian operative? After being warned about Christopher Steele's biases being in the tank against Trump, wanting her to win and Trump to lose. Did they verify the document that was the chief reason the warrant was issued? And if they didn't verify the document, did they mislead the court? And will the court take corrective action? And for the FISA court to survive, it's going to have to prove that it can clean up its act." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.